Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another hour of What Is On Your Mind. All right, if you were sitting down with the president today, and you have 4 minutes, you don't have a lot of time, what one question would you ask him? And don't waste it.
Well, that eliminates my entire list then.
Get it? Get a question out there that really would get you an answer. I mean, you don't always got to answer. You can't control that, but... Well, what I mean by that, Todd, is that some folks here on the Facebook page have said, will you resign now, please, pretty please, with a cherry on top? I mean,
my question is going to be, are you crazy? But, yeah, I know, that would be a waste of then.
No, that wouldn't, yeah. You know. Reason we are asking this question is the president is doing some interviews today, and one of them was with the North Dakota television station. The only station from North, South Dakota, Minnesota, I think, Kansas City station is in there. I don't know where the other two are from, but not around here. So Kirsten Keeley, I used to work with Kirsten, WDAY. Very nice, good reporter. Well, I don't know whether she's a good reporter or not. I guess we'll find out tonight. Good anchor. Does a very nice job as an anchor. Just a very nice person. So anyway, she'll have, politically speaking, it's smart strategy on the part of the White House, and they all do this, because if you bring in regional folks, they're a little more starstruck. They're not, in other words, the White House press corps is nothing that impresses them about the trappings of the White House or anything else. They're just going to, ask what they ask, and of course they get a little, hardened to it all. So, from the White House perspective, they're hoping, hey, these folks come in from around the country and they, get a tingle in their leg and are all excited that the president is not going to ask him anything tough. And then he gets, all kinds of coverage on local news affiliates. I mean, it works. WDAY's been pumping this up for a couple of days, brought a crew out there, reported from there last night, sent another reporter, Kevin Wallivan, up to Capitol Hill. Which is good as well, because they're not just making it about the White House. But anyway, my question for you is, if you're Kirsten Keeley tonight, you're this North Dakota television anchor and have an opportunity to interview the president, what do you ask him? And don't waste it. Ask something that he's going to answer. And make good. I thought Kevin's question was pretty good. What's on your mind? That's one question on my mind. Another is, what in the world's gotten into folks in Lisbon, North Dakota? Because evidently a pastor's wife who tends to evidently go for walks and prays too loudly. And they're fining this woman now.
For my goodness. Praying too loudly.
Yeah, no, and I want everybody that's protesting about the schedule change for the Muslim prayer that was scheduled for Ash Wednesday, but now got moved to whatever, when a schedule would allow. I think they wanted to do it the day after the crossover began, but it didn't work for his schedule. But all those folks that are protesting and demanding apologies, where are they now? Where are they now that, Lisbon, North Dakota has a problem with a pastor's wife praying down there, for crying out loud? I got to know more about this story, but... Valley News Live is reporting on what I've seen as a bit of a head-scratcher for me. So that's on my mind. What's on your mind? What would you ask the president? 800-228-0550 is how you answer that question. 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. On bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the founder of Miracles for Vets. We love folks that are doing great things for veterans, and we look forward to hearing about an effort to... find and repair vehicles for veterans. So that'll be neat. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind? Ron in Bismarck has a question for the president tonight.
Yeah, mine's very short and concise. President, where's the real birth certificate, since the one posted on the WhiteHouse.gov site is not only a sophomoric forgery, but it's a fraud and a felony?
So what do you think? If Kirsten Keeley goes to the White House tonight, first question is, where's the real birth certificate? What do you think he says? What do you think? You think the interview ends there? Goes from a four-minute interview to a four-second interview, or what happens?
Anytime that he opens his mouth, it's a lie. So he'd open his mouth and it'd be a lie. That's all I can say.
That'd be your first question. All right, Ron, thanks. Dan and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
If you were a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? I don't know why you're going through this exercise, but this reporter from Fargo, North Dakota, or wherever she's not going to ask him any tough questions. She's going to ask him what his favorite color is, or how Michelle is, or how's the dog, because she's starstruck. She's interviewing the president, and I said, what could she ask him? Scott, you suggest something she could ask him. She's not going to ask him anything tough, you know that.
I would probably do something related to energy development in North Dakota. I mean, you're from North Dakota. I think part of the reason that I would guess that he is selected, or their communication shop has selected North Dakota reporters, because of the Keystone XL pipeline. He wants to get something out there about, you know.
Yeah, I know this is her big moment, and she's got to make the most of it. And I don't blame her for that. She's a reporter. This is her ticket, probably in some way, but. I'll guarantee you she's not going to ask this president anything tough at all. It's going to be some softball thing, and he's going to schmooze her, and she's going to walk away with the on her resume that she interviewed the president of the United States. Good for her, but there's nothing going to come up. I mean, I don't know what I'd ask him. In fact, I would avoid talking to the man personally. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
That's funny. Brent in Jamestown, your question for the president. And by the way, the tree question is Barbara Walters, right? I mean, that's kind of the famous Barbara Walters question. So, but anyway, Brent, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I think if I get a chance to ask the president, I would ask him if he could raise all the wages by like $5. And by that, I mean, like, if a person is getting $15 an hour, it would be like $20 an hour. Or if somebody would be getting $20 an hour, it'd be like $25 an hour.
So you would ask him to do that?
Yeah.
But by what? Some presidential order that I mandate as president, everybody gets a $5 an hour increase.
Yeah, plus their yearly evaluation.
Now you would want to live in an America where the president could just dictate to everyone that they have to pay more?
Well, it would help as far as, like, everything going up in the United States, like grocery and gas and all that stuff, like medical. Of course, you got your medical insurance, but it would help besides your regular yearly evaluations. I think, anyway. I don't know. I could be wrong by saying that.
The idea of a president being able to dictate what the market pays is scary to me. That's not freedom. That's not a republic that we like the one we live in. It'd be an interesting question. I'm guessing he'd answer something like, "Well, I'd like to see people make more, but I can't as president do that." Although he's done other things with his pen, so I wouldn't put him past him to try. Brent, appreciate your call. Casper in Linton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, so just, you can ask that to any politician. Why hasn't the military major been tried by the Uniform Code of Military Justice?
That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. Thank you. John Taylor, what's your question?
I just have a comment on the previous caller's question about what kind of tree would he be. I believe he would be a burning bush. And would the president be opposed to a pipeline leading from North Dakota down to the Gulf Coast? And then when he's no longer president, then they could complete the pipeline. So I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Interesting question. Of course, he doesn't have to sign anything that would, you know, if it doesn't go across the border. But you could find out, you know, what is your objection here? Right, I mean, he's trying to say it's the process, and he wants it to play out. And I think that would be the newsiest, given this battle over the Keystone Pipeline and its connection to North Dakota. It makes sense. Mike and Mandan, your question for him.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
My question would be more of a suggestion, really, if you were sitting in front of me. He likes handing out executive orders like golf balls. I'd have him do one to see if there really was aliens that crashed at Roswell.
You'd do what now?
See if there really was aliens that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, back in the 40s there.
You want the UFO question answered, huh?
There you go. Yes, sir. You know he's going to lie to us no matter what he asks.
Who just talked about that? John Podesta? Didn't he say something about it? Was the chief of staff for Bill Clinton?
Yes, he
said something. And what did he say again?
Well, he just wanted to find out too if things were really happening in Roswell, like all the conspiracy theories talk about stuff. So
yeah,
he's interested in it too.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you for the call. We have Tom in Jamestown, Steve in Grafton, Dave in Dickinson, all waiting to weigh in. More welcome at 800-228-0550. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Mr. President, my question would be, what is your scientific reason to be against fossil fuels? I would like to know. Thank you.
Jim in South Dakota emails, why do you have such a hard time telling the truth? One time I would love to hear a reporter ask a question like that of President Obama. One time. Wouldn't that be just beautiful? And then maybe give him a little laundry list of his big whoppers or something. That'd be kind of fun. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They have that ET Ag Center, which means if you need a part for any application part whatsoever, they have everything. Not just Apache, any brand, 50,000 of them on hand right when you need them. So remember that as we get into growing season here, the folks at High Plains Apache are your one-stop shop for anything you need in the application industry. They have it. And they also have the expertise, and their customer service is just fantastic, really a great, great team there. They're in Mandan on Eastside Court across Main from Bonanza. They're also in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, and Madison, South Dakota, too. Some used and new equipment you can check out online at their website, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Give them a call. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Dave Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What would you ask the president, Dave?
I'd ask them about this geoengineering where they're spraying aluminum particles up in the atmosphere that are falling back down on us, and we're breathing them and getting respiratory problems and things like that and contaminating our farm soil. That's why
don't you think he'd say huh? Do you think he had any grasp of what you're asking at all?
Well, he probably would say, huh, and then my question to him is, if you're that dumb, why should I obey any laws that he enacts because they're killing us? So what's the purpose of obeying anything that this government's doing so long as we're dying?
You know, I'd love to ask him a political question, too. I mean, do you have any sense of responsibility for the... You know, look at the last election. Look at this. Look at the Democratic Party in North Dakota. Right? You had, a lock on the seats in Washington, two Senate seats and the House seat, not for Democrats. And I mean, Obama single-handedly destroyed the Democratic Party. What was left of it in North Dakota? You know, culpability for that. You know, you think if you had a private moment with Senator Heitkamp, Senator Conrad, Senator Dorgan, they'd have to say, oof, man, not good. Now, what were we thinking about how amazing he was and how great he was? And Senators Conrad and Dorgan were some of the early supporters of him over Hillary Clinton. How'd that work out for him? Tom in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I guess one thing I've always wanted to ask Mr. Obama is how he could have sat in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years and not known what Reverend Wright stood for and what some of his ideas were. And then the second question I would like to ask him is why he has such tremendous hostility towards Christianity and Christians on one hand, and yet when he's interviewed, he says that he is a Christian himself. So I would be interested in his interpretation of what Christianity is and means as well.
Fascinating questions from our audience today. And I am confident that I can say this. The reason we're asking this is a North Dakota reporter, anchor, will be interviewing the president tonight, Kirsten Keeley from WDAY, only one in the region. 4 minutes with the president tonight. And so, you know, they're asking, what should we ask the president? And we're asking you. So far, I'm not hearing anything that's going to get asked the president. I'm going to be confident in saying that. Not saying it shouldn't. But these would be in the quote unquote controversial category. But they tell me they speak volumes of what you think of the president. Where are the President Obama cheerleaders? Where are the Obama voters? Come on to the woodwork. We want to hear your questions. 800-228-0550. Stephen Grafton, what would you ask?
Well, last night we did our taxes. I walked away very disappointed. We used to get a break for our college students. I got three girls in college, so I used to get a break for them. I used to get a break for my nice Phantom and the truck. It affected me by quite a huge sum of money last night because of changes in the IRS. I guess I'd ask, why would the changes in the IRS that are hurting middle-class, hardworking citizens?
All right, Steve, good one. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Will. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. What's your question?
Well, actually, I've got one that he might actually answer, and one political one if you want both of them. But the first one would be he had said that what we need is a civilian security force equipped and funded like the military. And if she asked him, well, how is that coming? How are we doing on creating a civilian security force equipped and funded like the military? I think that's one he might answer.
I agree.
Then the political one is, who was the commander-in-chief on September 11th of 2012? That one will he won't answer, and he'll stumble. He'll get angry and throw her out.
Very interesting. Appreciate the call, Will. Thanks a lot. John in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'd ask him, Mr. President, if you could add an amendment to the Constitution, what would it be?
What do you think it would be? What do you get rid of? Which one would he add? Yeah, rather than the tree, just the amendment. Yeah, I like that, John.
No, it'd be interesting to hear him, what he'd say. It'd be revealing, I think.
He'd be pretty careful, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know. For one, it's a 4-minute interview. Have you ever heard some of his answers? I mean, I've heard 4-minute answers from this guy before. So this could be a one question and you're done kind of deal. I'll bet it wouldn't be any more than two.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I bet it won't. So that'll be interesting. We'll have to see. John, thank you. Jeremy emails, leaders from all corners of the planet have impacted the future of mankind, some in epic ways, others in ways many are still suffering from today. You're one of the souls that claim to be able to impact us in this way. How do you feel you left your mark in civilization? What did you not accomplish but hope to see carried out by your successors? Jeremy put a little time in on that one. It's good. We have time for the other one, Chris? Any one short enough to the 215 call here? Get in quick. Not giving you enough time, am I, to get
that
one?
This is Gary in Grand Forks. I have a question for that man that wanted to have a $5 raise for everybody across the board. Doesn't he realize that that's going to cost everything else to go up? Sounds like kind of a crazy idea to me. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought about going into the economics of all that with that caller, but I hear you. I hear you. I had a lot of questions from that suggestion. Kind of a scary thought, quite honestly. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com when you go to the website. We'll give you the number in just a moment here as well. Patty and Killdeer is waiting to weigh in, and then we're going to chat with our guest about a neat project that is happening for veterans. We want you to know about. I'll tell you about that, and then take some more calls. Find out what's on your mind, whether it's asking the president a question or anything else. Patty in Killdeer, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful today.
I have a presidential question and a statement that would follow it. And this is the question. I would say, Mr. President, do you realize the importance of having Israel as an ally? And the statement to follow would be, if you are a Christian man, you will know and adjust accordingly.
That'd be a great question. And by the way,
yes.
Not only will a local reporter from North Dakota have the opportunity to interview the President of the United States, that question and that answer would be all over the world.
I know.
It'd be all over the world.
That's right. And the world needs to know. And he needs to know, too. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Patty, thanks for that. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. Some others that came in off the air, we'll get to those as well. Our next guest is Larry Mendeville, and Larry is part of an organization called Miracles for Vets, started fixing cars for veterans in Grand Forks and just said, boy, there's more here than I know what to do with, and wants to expand this to keep doing this. Larry, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good. We actually have a few veterans that take part in our programs here at the shop in Grand Forks that want to talk a little bit about what Miracles for Vets nonprofit organization has done for them.
That's so awesome.
And we're just excited to spread what we do even further, and we appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, we've got an easy part. We're just getting you on the phone to tell about it. Anything that helps veterans, we love, but this is a neat grassroots effort, North Dakota born. Tell me how this all started, how you started fixing the vehicles for vets, and what exactly it is you do.
After being an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force and deploying many times, we were sitting around in the garage, lots of veterans waiting on their disability compensation and whatnot, and we kind of would work on each other's cars, and that's the first thing that I seen that I could help with for other veterans, and the way to connect to kind of keep that camaraderie and the brotherhood going was, let's fix up each other's cars. And then one day I said, you know what? I'm going to call the company corporation, and got the paperwork filed. And we've been incorporated since Halloween of 2012. And then we have our charitable solicitation license as of September 1st, 2013. And within 3 to 4 months here, we'll be an actual charitable organization. So we did the paperwork where everyone that's ever donated is going to get a tax-exempt write-off of this, and we're very excited about that. We're just lacking funding right now.
And what do you do for veterans with this organization? Talk about how you help them.
The three programs, that, with a quick summary, is the repair assistance. Veterans can come to the shop. They can explain their financial situation, and they can we check their, you know, if they want to bring in their DD-214 or their VA card. And we say, hey, what can we help you with? And if it's something that we can handle here in the shop, we'll go ahead and repair their vehicle for discounted parts. And some jobs we can actually sponsor them. We don't always are not able to, like, pay the full bill, but we do plan on contracting out 70% of our auto repair work to, say, like, a company like Rydell's that likes Miracle Cigarettes, you know, and is what they do to show their support is they spread the word. They put the Miracle Cigarettes customs decal on, and that just helps them get to the road, get to the VA. You know, transportation is very important when you're a disabled veteran. You're going to the VA nonstop. And that's just one of our programs.
All right. What else do you do?
The second program is the most successful lately. Within the last 6 months, we've had 8 donated vehicles, and we've been able to fix 3 of them to donate out to veterans. And the hardest part about that is we've made a guarantee that we're going to maintain those vehicles. And we have David Landvik here. He's a Navy veteran. He was donated a van, and we're continuing to serve him through our program for the vehicle donation program by making sure his van is good to go. And the great part about the vehicle donation program is that not only are we giving that veteran a chance to get transportation that can't afford it, but when they come into some kind of money or later on in the future, they donate that back to the program if they choose to. That way, it just keeps rotating all these vehicles right back out, and it's like one big rotation of vehicles going out to vets. So you'll start seeing a whole bunch of donated by M4V decals in the back of these vehicles if we continue to be successful at what we're doing.
What kind of reaction do you get from the vets that are, you know, in need of just basic transportation or you know, I mean, in either getting a vehicle they didn't have or getting a vehicle fixed up? What kind of reaction happens?
Well, first of all, it's like the best feeling in the world to see a veteran happy and know that you changed your life, but they almost seem like it's too good to be true, but it almost does seem too good to be true. But the thing is, we can't donate out every single vehicle we get. We've had to sell the ones that have needed too much, or some of them ended up being scrap cars. And then we're trying to donate out 1 out of every 3 that we get. That way we have some kind of funding coming in. And we also offer services to the community for minor repair and minor customizing to keep the, you know, this whole operation going. It's expensive to keep a automotive minor custom shop going. But the veterans really appreciate it. And I was going to see if you guys want to just talk with David Landvik real quick in his own words, how he can describe how he feels about the vehicle donation program.
Absolutely. Put David on.
Here's David Landvik.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, David, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good.
Thank you for your service.
You're very, very welcome. I was in 1981 to 1984. I was a machinist mate. I was on a World War II aircraft carrier, and I propelled it from one country to another, and then I was back at fire party.
And Larry was just telling us about the vehicle donation. Tell us a little bit about what that meant to you.
Yeah, I feel elated that I can get from one place to another without using the bus system because I've got PTSD and a personality disorder. Plus, I don't have to rely on my girlfriend for a ride all the time. It's very, very hard to keep relationships with what I have because, you know, it, I had to drink jet fuel mixed to the water supply for 3 years. But this program has been a rewarding experience for me. It has brought me in contact with Larry and other veterans who I never knew that I may not have ever known before. and Miracle for Vets never gives up. And one cool aspect of the program is that if my van would have an issue, Miracle for Vets will fix it, and it won't cost me an arm or a leg, like if I bring it to someplace else. And they'll actually help me, and that is a godsend.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, in other words, not only is it neat to have the vehicle, but the vehicle's also taken care of.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was donated to me on WDAYZ News and WDAZ. And here's another veteran to tell you about automotive repair and his miracle.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Billy Bennett.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, good. We didn't know Larry was going to have so many friends with him today. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
You're a veteran, so thank you for your service, first of all.
Well, thank you.
And tell us about your miracle from Miracle for Vets.
Well, Larry approached me while I was at work, explained what he was trying to do with his new program with Miracles for Vets, what the program was all about, and how he was trying to get the word out to other vets in the local area that don't know exactly what he's trying to do for the veterans in this area. So I explained to him. He was like, well, we do some mechanical work. We try to get vehicles donated. And I was like, hey, I got some mechanical experience. I also need to get some brakes on my vehicle. And he was like, sure, why don't you just stop by the shop? And I was like, okay. And he's like, well, if you come by the shop, we can try to help you. You can even use the tools that we have here. If you know how to do the work, you can do the work, or we can assist you. So they got different ways that if even if you don't have a trade, you can still try to learn something and even pitch in and help out to give out your time. Or they also have a GoFundMe page where I also donated on that particular page. I was the first one, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
there's different ways that veterans can help out other veterans, either by donating money, time, broken down vehicles. There's so many things that we can do to help each other out that we may not find assistance anyplace else.
I love it. I love it. Bill, I appreciate you very much. Thanks for the service. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your story. Put Larry back on here so we can tell folks how they can help here one last time before we let you go. You mentioned the GoFund.
Okay.
Yeah, GoFundMe is a website that actually you put up your cause and a neat little fundraising effort. So I want to ask Larry if folks should go there or go to Miracles for Vets. You there, Larry?
Hold on. He's right here.
All right, sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to the vets that experienced our program firsthand.
That's awesome. Now, where should folks go to help you out? MiraclesForVets.com, the website, or the GoFundMe page? Tell me where folks can go to learn more about
it. Right now, it's all about spreading the word and the funding. Everything has to do with funding, but if we can get some donations on that GoFundMe page, we can become an actual charity very quickly. We have so much of the 501c completed, and we're ready to submit our programs and send off the packet to Kentucky. We just can't seem to get ahead with funding to get that tax exempt. And then this thing's really going to take off, and we're going to have so much, teamwork and stuff. The GoFundMe.com/KeepM4VAlive. And then it's all over Twitter. It's on Larry Mendeville on the Facebook page. If you just type Miracles for Vets, you'll find a way to be able to donate either online or through the GoFundMe is the main campaign we're trying right now.
Sounds fantastic. Well, you're doing great work there. Great to hear about it. And thanks for your unending passion on this, Larry. It's quite obvious, and seen some neat stories about it, and glad you're helping our vets. All the best to you. Take care, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
God bless you and all those vets. Larry Mendeville, Miracles for Vets. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service.
We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program, we're in Harvey, North Dakota tomorrow. Looking forward to that. You know, What's On Your Town tour brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Harvey Communications, Marvin Windows in Grafton. Great place to work, great place to call home, as well as Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missourian and Suites. If you're headed for the Bakken, you want to stay there. Newtown, Watford City, great location. Fantastic. All right, Jerry in Fergus Falls wants in on this question for Obama, question of ours, and What's On Your Mind, in case you missed this. North Dakota reporter tonight will be interviewing President Obama, one of four stations that are getting interviews with President Obama. They selected WDAY-TV in Fargo for the honor, I guess, is the best way to describe that. Certainly is for their television operation. And it'll be tonight. So they're asking, what should we ask? And we're answering with your help. Jerry in Fergus Falls, what would you ask?
Uh-oh.
Jerry, are you there? All right, Manny, I'm going to give you, we'll have Snerdly chat with Jerry and see if I hear somebody there, but it's like he's not listening or something. Get him when he's ready. Here's a couple that came in off the air from you during our conversation with Larry and the vets at Miracles for Vets. Play a couple of those, Chris.
Good morning. On your question of what to ask the president, Barack insane Obama, I would like to know if he is going to pursue as diligently for the murderers of Kayla Mueller and pursue them as diligently as he did Chris Stevens and the other three Americans. How about the journalist that was beheaded? We hear the talk coming out of his butt all the time about justice, but there's no action. Thank you very much.
Wow. Got an earful there from the president. What if Kirsten Keeley said, Todd, you know, all this other stuff coming out of your butt? Do you think the interview would end at that point? Thinking that probably wouldn't go past the first comment. I don't know. I sense the frustration. I'm not in any way, you know, we asked for a reason. We want to know what you would ask, and you're telling us. That's just fine. Appreciate the honesty here. Okay, roll it next.
That's easy, Scott. I would say, Mr. President, why do you knowingly and willfully endanger the health, the safety, the security, the sovereignty, and the economic well-being of the United States of America? That'd be my question. He'd say, as in regards to what? I'd say, as in regards to the release of five top-level general enemy generals out of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the release of Baghdadi, who's now the head of ISIS, the assault from the IRS, the assault on our sovereignty of our southern borders, and the health endangerment of allowing Ebola into the continental United States. Why, Mr. President, do you knowingly and willingly have disregard to the security, the health, the safety, the economic safety, and the sovereignty of this great nation?
All right. And one more that came in off here. Let's roll that, Chris.
Personally, well, my name is Fred from Bismarck, and personally, I think it's a useless endeavor to ask him anything because there's a 2,000% chance that he's going to lie in the answer anyway. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, man. You know, it's sad. It really is sad that the people have that low of opinion of President Obama. It's his own fault. I don't blame any of you. I'm not in any way, you know, disagreeing with the sentiment. I hear you. It's really sad, though. It really is. And he has brought it on himself. We didn't get a chance to get to this, but I did find the Valley News Live story quoting the police chief in Lisbon, North Dakota, on why they have fined a pastor's wife for disturbing the peace down there. She prays evidently while she walks. And this landed her in court and now has paid $150 in fines for unnecessary noise, but says she's not giving up her faith, saying, I can't stop doing this. I can't stop. I'm trusting God. I'm just going to keep doing it. The police chief, because I said earlier, what would be the reason that you'd do this? The police chief down there is a woman by the name of Jeanette Persons. She said, I'm quoting now from the Valley News Live story, I mean, we all need prayers, and great, she's out there praying for all of us, but it's just the volume of her voice. And police said this isn't about race, religion, freedom of speech, anything. They've got complaints from neighbors that have been woken up. She's standing outside of their house shouting. It's not that she just walks by, but she will stand out there for a lengthy period of time. And for them to antagonize her, to make her look like a bad person, sometimes makes me angry, says the pastor. He's not happy. Somebody should give her the respect she deserves. Police may see her as an obstacle that can't be quieted, but she intends to carry out her faith by making joyful noise, she says. The chief says that if she continues to pray loudly in the streets, she'll continue to get fined. But the chief also comments that if she lowered her voice, the problems would go away. I guess you'd have to be there, right? have to be there and know for sure. Burke County, last call of the day. Tammy, real quick, what's your question for President Obama?
I'd ask Mr. President Obama where he was when 9/11 happened, and then ask him where he was when Benghazi happened.
All right, Tammy. Appreciate it. Do you think he... no time to go there. Tammy, thank you.
Yep,
love hearing from Burke County. Call again. We're out of time today, folks. As I mentioned, we'll be in Harvey, North Dakota tomorrow to find out what the heck's going on in that great city, as well as get a chance to visit with you on What's On Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard in long-term storage products, or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.